In the words of today's Easter anthem, the Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Yes, our song for this Easter is entitled Easter Anthem. It was composed by William Billings from Boston. At age 14, poor William had to quit school in order to support the family when his father died. It seems that Billings was mostly self-taught in music. He was described as being, quote, a singular man, of moderate size, short of one leg, with one eye, without any address, and with an uncommon negligence of person, end quote. This rough-looking composer, nevertheless, managed to write enough music to fill 6 books, all of it being for unaccompanied 4-part harmony singing, designed to be purchased and sung in the very popular singing school movement of those days. In the late 1700s, thousands of people in cities and rural areas would gather to learn to sing in 4-part harmony by reading shape notes. The North American Mennonites picked up their love of 4-part a cappella singing from this movement. And all our American Mennonite hymnals were published in shape notes until 1992. The word anthem in our song's title suggests that this work is more difficult to sing than the simple 4-part hymns. The anthem has considerably more music. It is clearly sectionalized, some sections featuring all the men briefly singing in unison, other sections offering short, energetic duets. In other words, this is music for the more advanced members of the singing schools. Billings' Easter anthem was first included in the 1969 Mennonite Church hymnal and is now found in our current hymnal, Voices Together, number 357. Since this celebratory Easter song came to the attention of Mennonites through a 1951 Robert Shaw monophonic LP, I thought we might enjoy hearing it today, scratches and all. My parents were big fans of the Robert Shaw chorale, so we brothers grew up hearing this Easter anthem repeatedly. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.